Good morning. This morning, we will cover question number 86 of the Heidelberg Catechism. The Catechism has three sections. Number one is human misery. Number two is deliverance. And today we begin section three, gratitude. Question 86. Since we are delivered from our misery merely of grace through Christ without any merit of ours, why must we still do good works? Answer. Because Christ, having redeemed and delivered us by his blood, also renews us by his Holy Spirit after his own image, so that we may testify by the whole of our conduct our gratitude to God for his blessings, that he may be praised by us, also that everyone may be assured in himself of his faith by the fruits thereof, and that by our godly conversation others may be gained to Christ. A couple of months ago, I got a new book that I had been looking for a long time. This is the commentary of Dr. Zacharias Ursinus, the principal author of the Heidelberg Catechism, commentary on the Heidelberg Catechism. Ursinus wrote this in 1570. The Catechism was published in 1563. So his insight and comments are valuable, to say the least. The Catechism was published in Germany and in the German language. The commentary on the Catechism, this book, was translated in 1851 by Reverend George Willard of the German Reformed Church of Columbus, Ohio, and was printed in Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, here's the question for today. What language was this book originally written in? German's a good guess. It's wrong. I heard it over here.
Latin.
Excellent. This should not be surprising. Most of the important Reformed books were originally published in Latin. Luther's Bondage of the Will, Calvin's Institutes, Augustine's City of God were all published in Latin. Ursinus studied at Wittenberg with Luther and with principally Philip Melanchthon, and all the classes, lectures, and textbooks were in Latin. Why? Because Latin was the universal language of scholarship, and all universities used it. The reformers wanted the Reformation to spread to Switzerland, France, England, Scotland, the Netherlands. So they published in Latin. So all the universities and scholars could speak in a common language that was understood. The five solas of the Reformation that we talk about here often are in Latin. Sola fide, sola scriptura, sola Christus, sola gratia, and solo Dea Gloria. Let me read a few comments of Dr. Ursinus on question 86. Quote, human reason argues in this way from the doctrine of free satisfaction. He is not bound to make satisfaction for whom another has already satisfied. Christ has satisfied us. Therefore, there is no need that we should perform good works. We reply that there is more in the conclusion than in the premises. All that legitimately follows is, therefore, we ourselves are not bound to make satisfaction. That we grant in the respect to the justice of God, which does not demand a double payment. However, in respect to our salvation, we are nonetheless bound to render obedience and perform good works for the reasons which are referred to and explained in the question of the Catechism. Number one, because good works are the fruits of our regeneration. Number two, that we may express gratitude to our God for the benefits of redemption. Number three, that God may be glorified by us. Number four, because they are the fruits of faith that are by which our own faith as well as the faith of others is judged. And number five, that we may bring others to Christ. We must observe the difference which exists between the first and second causes. The first shows that what Christ effects in us by virtue of his death, while the second teaches what we are bound to do in view of the benefits received, unquote. So since I have been reading this commentary the last few months, I've been asking the question, is our take on the confession the same as the author's? My conclusion is this: Dr. Ursinus would be satisfied with our exposition of the Heidelberg Catechism here at Providence. Are we always on exactly the same road for every question? Not always, but we are in the same neighborhood. To conclude, when someone argues that we are not obligated to do good works because Christ has already purchased satisfaction for our sins, they are confusing what Christ has done for us with what the Holy Spirit is currently doing in us. Confusing, as Dr. Ursinus would say, the first cause with the second cause.